Hi, this is a special segment of the Internet Advisor. We have a little time that I'd like to spend talking with. My guest in studio was with us when we were talking about a movie being made in Michigan called Keepers. And Sharma Kroskoff is with us. She's the executive producer for that movie. It's good to have you back in here again. And Sharma, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is it possible that as you're making a movie, it's kind of like The Keepers? You're almost ready to be put out of business by things like the streaming video.
Well, yes. You know, one of the things that's the hardest question for me to answer is to people, we will be done in a couple of years.
Yep.
And they say, well, it'll be in my theater in my town. I really don't know. And the reason is that the whole technology is changing how movies are experienced by the audiences. Streaming is becoming more and more popular, and these new fast speeds are going to make it even more popular.
Absolutely.
And the other part of it is that even the DVD market is going to be lost.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And theaters are already struggling.
Yep.
And
they're having to have bowling alleys and bars. And Bill, we were talking about this during
we were talking about Imagine locally. And of course, they don't have bowling alleys there yet, but they do have
bars. Oh, no, they have bowling alley in Royal Oak, downtown Royal Oak.
Oh, do they?
They have their own bowling alley and bar, and you can get not just pizza, but a lot of other stuff there as well.
Yeah, to me, it's the reclining seats. I think what happens with movie theaters and all that is that, and with things like this, years ago, somebody said, you know, the cartoon industry is dead for cartoon movies, and then Pixar came along.
Yeah.
And you would just see In and Out, which is a spectacularly good film.
It's going to be nominated for an Academy Award,
sure. Oh, it's an animated film.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the script is out of
this world. That's right.
The script is out of this world.
That is what I heard. And look, I kind of, what? They're the people inside their heads? Why?
Dean loved it.
Well, that's excellent. Dean Kroskoff, by the way, who is the host of The Gardening Show and JR, is
But the hard thing for us to realize is how fast this is all happening.
Yes.
When I first started working on the movie, which is 2 years ago, I didn't realize that streaming would come so fast.
Yes.
I thought it would be DVD. But no, that's not right. And now Netflix and Amazon and some of the big streaming or DVD companies have money that they're putting into some of the best productions that I've seen in a long, long time. And the studios better watch out.
Well, this is a title. This was a headline that I saw. Netflix beats fourth quarter earnings on the rise of international streaming. So suddenly Netflix, which made House of Cards and all sorts of other original kind of series, for less money in some ways than a lot of the big Hollywood studios, is now raking in the money, and they're the ones who are going to be calling the tune pretty soon.
Well, you know, it's been kind of amazing. We talked to my director, Stuart, and the amount of people from all over the world that are watching his 3-minute thing just blows my mind. He gives me an update every once in a while. And, you know, why should a movie, a feature-length movie, go to a theater, which costs lots of money, distribution contract, then all the charges the theater makes, if they can be streamed? Because the files are digital.
I want to tell you something curious. 2 years ago, I was doing some interviews as we traveled for American Road magazine. I do a podcast for them. And the focus was outdoor theaters. You know, the old drive-ins? They're still alive. There's not many of them around. But I was in northwest Indiana in the cornfields. I mean, just out in the cornfields. And the way they receive the movies that they put up is by receiving a hard drive, which comes in, and they then plug that into their system. They download the movie to their system. So it's all digital. And another place I was in across the river from St. Louis in Illinois, they have a satellite dish, and they receive the movies that way. And that's how they then broadcast it in, you know, over the air, or pardon me, in the drive-ins for people to enjoy. So people still want that experience, Bill.
I think they definitely do. That's, I think, also how they get that fake butter for the popcorn.
Right? Yeah, I think the popcorn business will stay afloat. But you know, in the last year or 2 years, most of the theaters are now digital projectors.
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly.
So why not? It.
So your movie could very well end up being streamed. Sharma, I have to leave right now, but thank you so much for being with us and for talking about
it. It's a pleasure.
It's good to talk with you again. Sharma Kroskoff, and the movie is called Keepers, and who knows where we'll see it.